Blackstone Publishing presents Trouble at Temescal, a Western duo by Frank Bonham, edited by Bill Pronzini. This book is read by Armando Duran. Foreword by Bill Pronzini. During the 1940s, Frank Bonham wrote scores of novelettes and short stories for such Western and adventure pulp magazines as Dime Western, Ace High Western, Lariat, Blue Book, and Action Stories. His output of short fiction substantially declined in the early 1950s as the pulp markets dwindled and his focus shifted to longer works. Trouble at Temescal, Argosy, 1151, was one of only six stories to appear under his byline in 1951, and his last piece of magazine fiction was published the following year. From then on, he devoted himself exclusively to Western, mystery, and young adult novels. Set in the Pueblo of Los Angeles and the days following the Mexican-American War, Trouble at Temescal tells the tale of two entrepreneurial Mustangers, Hank Ashwood and Red Wolf, who have driven a herd of horses from New Mexico to California for resale. Their efforts to sell the animals to one of the Mexican hacendados, Doña Julia de la Torre, owner of Rancho Temescal, are hampered by a scabrous group of squatters led by Owen Pike, bent on claiming rights to her land. Racially biased ownership laws, the actions of a hot-tempered neighbor, Ramon Calder, Ashwood's growing love for Julia, and his partner's unexpected duplicity provide additional complications. As with all of Bonham's Western and historical fiction, the historical period and background are accurately and colorfully depicted, and there is excitement aplenty throughout. A total of 17 Western novels appeared under the Bonham byline between 1948 and 1980, outstanding among them such titles as Snake Track, Blood on the Land, Night Raid, Hard Rock, and Logan's Choice. His last novel, Eye of the Hunter, was published posthumously in 1989. Action, suspense, deftly developed characters, and a fine sense of time and place are the hallmarks of each of these works. King of the Defiances is the restored version of an original paperback novel by Frank Bonham, first published in 1956, and appearing in this form for the first time. It is the story of Big Jim Jackson, former boss of the range in the Defiance Mountains, who was driven out after his 20-year government lease expired, and who intends to return to make a new fortune by logging off the best railroad tie timber in Arizona, and of former...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?